What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, friends. Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ here with your first Liam's List of 2025. And we are celebrating 14 years of Foodie Champ. Yes, we are. And first one of the year, really focusing on ways we can give back to those affected by the fires in Southern California. Devastating to watch. We all have friends, family members, co-workers, people we know, extended family, friends of friends. It's hard to not know someone who's been hit by these fires. There's always a rivalry, or has been, with LA and San Francisco when it comes to sport. But in this moment, at this time, LA, you get all our love and giving everyone a massive hug of love. So what do you do, friends? My Liam's List this week about how we can give back, how we can support, how we can dig deep. And what's really needed is financial support. Per the LAFD, the LA Fire Department website, they don't want people dropping off food or clothes donations because then it has to be managed. There are organizations, legit organizations you can give to, who have a network, a support system set up, boots on the ground, ready to go. So on my list, the American Red Cross, probably the biggest and most organized. The World Central Kitchen, Chef Jose Andreas, posting daily from the fire lines. They're feeding people in need. They're feeding firefighters. Again, organized. They know what they're doing. A great organization to support. The Restaurants Care Fund is there helping those who have been displaced, who work in the hospitality industry. So we're talking, you know, all the chefs from your favorite restaurants and hotels, folks who don't have a job. And don't have a home to go to. So please consider supporting Restaurants Care. I've got the links up there for you. Other links, these are links that the LA Fire Department supports, the California Fire Foundation. You can help firefighters and their families. Another one by supporting LAFD. Support them via the link. The Fire Family Foundation, and then just to feed people again, that's the big need for those displaced. The LA Food Bank, Los Angeles Food Bank, they need your support, your donations, financial donations at this time. I want to give a little shout out to a friend of mine, Big Jim Barbecue. When there's a crisis like this, he's among the first, just like many chefs I know, gets in the car, gets in a truck, and goes to help those. I now know he's on his way back, but they did a water delivery. Big Jim did not want to mention, but I'm giving him a shout out because he's just one of thousands of unsung heroes who deserve a little applause. The helpers, go find the helpers, applaud them, give them a hug of love, and thank them for their support. Friends, it's a tough time. An incredibly tough time, and we're all sitting, wondering what to do. Here's what I say. Keep the news off. If you need to just put it on to dip in, get your 15 minutes, get your updates, and then get away from the television because it'll just take you down. Instead, get online, find one cause, one nonprofit to support, and then give what you can. I just made my donation to World Central Kitchen. $5, $50, $500, $5,000, whatever you can give. It's the giving part, giving from the heart, giving what you can. That money will go directly to feed those on the front line and those in need. So all of my support behind all the ones I mentioned on my Liam's list, but World Central Kitchen by Chef Jose Andreas, I have to give them the biggest props because they're doing this around the world, every big disaster. They've got the network, they've got the support, they've got the chefs, and they've got the volunteers. So, friends, I wanted to kick off today by saying Happy New Year and Happy 14th birthday, Foodie Chap. I still will say Happy birthday and thanks. Big gratitude, enormous gratitude to all the chefs, all the winemakers, all the workers in the restaurants, again, the unsung heroes who show up and they make it work for us and make us happy through food for our special occasions or just for a Monday night pop-in or for a pickup or a delivery. To all of them, thank you. And to all the hundreds of winemakers and chefs I've had the joy of featuring over 14 years on KCBS, I thank you so very much. I would have no job if it weren't for great stories about winemakers and chefs, restaurants, and hospitality workers. So send me an email anytime on Instagram at Liam Maitland or at Facebook at Liam Maitland or through my Foodie Chat page. Stay safe, everybody. Big hug of love. I hope our friends in Southern California find strength and resilience by way of all the love coming your way. You deserve it. And to our firefighters and first responders, we can never, ever thank you enough. We've been through this ourselves a number of times in Northern California. We'll never forget the devastating fires of all those years, the first really big one that kicked off in 2017. We launched Chef's Giving. The chefs showed up. They gave back the way they always do. So follow your chef friends, see all the good stuff that's happening, stay away from the negative stuff, and stay happy, stay healthy. And one more time, to our friends in Southern California, we couldn't love you enough. That's my Liam's List for today. It is Friday. I don't even know what date it is today. What is the date today? It's the 10th. It's Friday, January 10th. I'll be back with proper features next week on our first chef interview of the year on next week's Foodie Champ. Peace and love all. I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. Cheers.